Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak. We are in Mesechta Machshirim. We are in the fourth parak, Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. And the Mishnah begins. Chavish Sheyarat Hadelef Lesocha. Let's say we have a barrel into which a leak dripped. And so we're talking about a barrel that's got fruit inside, and there's rainwater from a leak in the roof that drips into the barrel. And of course, when the rainwater drips into the barrel with the fruit's going to get wet, right? But the person he didn't want the water, he didn't want the wet produce. So Beishamai Omrim Yishaber. Beishamai says, how can I remove the water from the barrel without causing it to be Machsha L'Kabel Tuma? The only way to get it out without causing it to be Machsha L'Kabel Tuma is to break the barrel. Why? Because if I pour out the water is going to make it Machsha L'Kabel Tuma. Why is that? Because if I do that, I'm moving the water around L'Ratzon, to my intent. And that's going to make me chayav. Beisilo Omrim Yahare. Beisilo says, no, you can pour out the water in such a situation. And why is it that you're allowed to pull out the water? Pouring out the water is not going to make hechsher, because the produce getting wet is not part of the act of pouring the water. And so therefore, that the fact that I'm happy with the water being moved, it does not define mosher l'kabel tumah. Beishamai agrees with Beis Hillel that if the person doesn't pour out the water, I just take out the fruit by hand, the fruit will not become Moksha L'Kabel Tuma because the water did not affect the Hechsher in that situation, and so therefore I don't have a difficulty. What if I have a bowl? An empty bowl that happened to be lying under a leak in a roof. Water that splatters from the bowl as the water drips into it, and water that spills out of the bowl when it's filled. So those things are not going to be machshel l'kabel tumah because the drip water isn't detached from the source l'ratzon. The person never wanted the bowl to catch the water. The water came into the bowl by itself. Not l'shavcha, but if I pick up the bowl in order to spill it out, I'm going to carry it out, I'm going to get rid of this water that has fallen inside the bowl. So Beishamai Omer b'chiyutan. Beishamai says, the fact that I intended to carry the bowl in order to be able to pour out the water instead of pouring out the water right away shows that I wanted the water somewhat. Beisilol Omrim Einam b'chiyutan. Beisilol disagrees and saying that what is the act of the carrying? It doesn't show any intent. It doesn't show any happiness with the water. Had I picked up the bowl and put it somewhere else, now that would have been a different story. Hinicha shirat adelaf l'socha. If a person picks it up and places the bowl so that the leak does drip into it, so hanitazim atzaf and beishamai Omrim b'chiyutan. The stuff, even the water that splatters and overflows, has the ability to be machshel l'kabel tumah, and certainly the water inside the bowl can be machshel l'kabel tumah. Beisol Omer Meinam b'chiyutan. Beisol says only the water inside the bowl can be machshir because you put the bowl there. Obviously, you wanted the water to go inside, but not the water that splashes and overflows from it. And because if I really wanted that water, I can't say that my intent was fulfilled, because the intent is that it should gather, not that it should spill beyond and spill outside. Natala l'shavcha, but if I pick it up to pour it out, so elu be'elu modim shem b'chiyutan. If I pick it up and move it elsewhere, so then Beis Hillel will even agree that the water inside is still able to be Masha L'Kabel Tumah, because there I had some satisfaction, as evidenced by the fact that I put the bowl right side up to collect the water. It doesn't lose the ability when I change my mind and turn around and pour it out. If I take a utensil and stick it into the mikveh, or to wash my clothing, because of the connection to the ground, the water is technically not going to have the ability to be machshir l'kabel tumah. But amayim olim b'yada b'chiyutam, but when the water on my hands, when I pull it out of the water, so in such a situation, that's going to be b'chiyutam. My actions and the water on my hands were intentional, and I'm happy with that result. But b'raglav, with the water that came up on my feet, that's not going to be included. Einam bechiyutan. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says no. Im iyash elo sheyered elam ken yinatfu raglav afalam beraglav bechiyutan. If there was no way for you to be able to go ahead and tivel the stuff without getting your feet wet, so then the fact that you knew you were going to have water on your feet also was something that declared a certain degree of intent. And since it declared a certain degree of intent, so therefore that's also going to be something that's going to be machshir. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.